Thank you, Jesus. Father, speak to us this morning. Lord, we ask that our lives will never remain the same. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Good morning, church. Good morning, church. I welcome you to the month of May. Indeed, it is going to be a good month. Can I hear a louder amen? Amen. I said the month will be good. Amen. You see, May is a month of grace. It's a month of favor. It's a month of God's goodness. And this morning I'll be speaking, or rather, my message will be in the form of a testimony and an instruction. So I want us to pay good attention. I also want us, please don't miss prophetic declaration in the month of May. I'm appealing to everybody. I mean, if you can come early, let's stand and attend both services in the month of May. Very, very instructive. You see, the theme for the month of May is the value of wisdom. And I think we started that on Tuesday. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter." The summary of the whole matter is that fear God and keep His commandments. Fear God and keep His commandments. I have a title for the message, but I'm going to say it later on. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom." The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is just the starting point of wisdom. It's a starting point. Prof, admission is not equals to graduation, right? Yes. Because you are admitted to university doesn't mean that you graduate. So it says the fear of the Lord is just the beginning of wisdom. So what is the fear of the Lord? Psalm 112. I'm reading 1 to 3, the NKJV version. It says, "Praise the Lord. Bless the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever." So in short, the fear of the Lord is someone that delights greatly in his commandments. So I can summarize the fear of the Lord as obedience to his word. Obedience to God. Just being obedient to the Almighty God. That's the fear of the Lord. There's a story in John chapter 2. Very common story. The wedding at the Cana. The wine finished. And the mother of Jesus turned to Jesus that the wine is finished. And Jesus said, "Woman, what's the problem? My time has not come." Immediately she turned to those people and said, "Whatever he asks you to do, he said, do it. Whatever he asks you to do, don't rationalize it, don't think it, don't analyze it, don't process it, just do it." And that's what the fear of the Lord is all about. And there was, what did Jesus tell them to do? Just pour water into jars. And then take the water, go and give it to the chairman of the ceremony. And water became what? Not just wine, the best wine. That the chairman, he was shocked. Where have you kept this wine all this while? When you obey instructions, you become the best. Do you know the process of making wine? Do you understand the process of making wine? Go and Google it. What it takes to make wine. And it just says, pour water in a jar and just scoop the water and go and... At what point did it become wine? But the woman told them, says, whatever he asks you to do, just do it. Don't process it. Don't analyze it. Don't rationalize it. If he says, give him that vehicle, we should do what? Give it. What she was saying, he says, don't think. Don't think the instructions. The title of this short testimony and instruction is Good News Continues. Good News Continues. In the month of April, I was here and I remember quoting Proverbs 25:25. That as cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from what? From a distant land. And I think I told you that please try and prophesy it daily. That you hear good news. You hear good news. But you see, like I said earlier, whatever he asks you to do, do it all. That Proverbs 25:25, is it my word? Am I the one that spoke it? No, it's the word of God. And you can prophesy it. It says, decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. So my testimony goes thus. Every morning in the month of April, we were testifying, we are prophesying good news. I will hear good news. I will hear good news. I will hear good news. And I'm here to testify to the goodness of God, to the faithfulness of God, for the kind of good news that we had in the month of April in my home. I will share three briefly, and then I will explain good news continues. One of our people, one of my children, I said it here earlier, was supposed to go for a visa interview. She's resuming school in August. So the date he got was August initially. And several months ago, she now got another mail that it had been moved to September. And she came to me and said, Dad, this is the mail she got. This thing had moved. I said, don't worry. It's just 3 weeks. So you will not have missed so much. You will catch up. That was what I said. And then we started the good news. That I will hear good news. I will hear good news. Mr. Babaji said, what God cannot do, it doesn't exist. So one morning, as we finished praying, she followed me to the room and said, Dad, she got a mail. While I was studying yesterday, I got a mail. They have moved the September visa interview date to April. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand it, child. They moved from September to April 24. And mean that I said, which April? Because I couldn't believe it. I was like, which April? Is it this April? Say yes, this April. She's been given the visa. What God cannot do, it doesn't exist. Oh. Hear good news. One of our children had done an interview. And they said, oh, you did well, but sorry, we can't. In the month of good news, they wrote him back. I said, are you still interested? We want to give you the offer. Please write us if you are still interested. There's no man God cannot control. But God said, prophesy it, speak it, I will hear good news. When he was another member of the family was waiting for an email. And in my mind, I was thinking, we'll hear good news in the month of April. And I called this person. I said, that email, you would hear it before the end of April. Because it's good news. You hear good news before the end of April. And I was talking to this person on a Wednesday. The last working day was Friday in April. Because Sunday was April 30 and Monday, May 1. So I was talking to this person on Wednesday. And in my mind, I was saying, I'm telling this person you will hear from these people before the end of April. That means that you must hear from them it Thursday or Friday. Abi? So I started to, after saying it, I started to rationalize it in my head. Today is Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, 2 days, she must hear. So I was waiting for her to tell me that Thursday I've heard from there, I got the mail. She did not say anything. Friday, what to calculate? Friday, you must hear this, you must get this email on Friday. Friday, I did not hear anything. So, you know what, okay? Am I God? She may. When he prophesied it in me, decree it in me. Lo and behold, that email came Saturday night. You know, the testimony there is that they don't work on Saturdays. That's the testimony. They don't work on Saturdays. What happened? God will show you that you can't box me. I can do whatever I want to do. It came Saturday night. Eru Olorun ba mi. Eru Olorun ba mi o. Ohun to ba ti. I was shocked when I got the chat. I got a mail from them Saturday night. I say, what? And I started to play it in my head. And I was thinking that maybe that person, God was now disturbing. Don't wait till Monday. You must not wait till Monday. And the person just went to his laptop, send the mail. On Sunday, April 30, I was on my bed. And before then, I've been looking at it. In the month of May, what are we going to be? What's the focus? Lord, what's the focus for the month of May? What are we going to be speaking about? What am I going to tell my family? And on the bed, I was on the bed when I had good news continues. And I wrote it down on a sheet of paper. I wrote GNC. Good news. I just wrote it down. I had paper and I had a pen with me. I just wrote GNC. Good news continues. So in the morning of May 1, very early in the morning, maybe about 4:30, I woke up and I picked up my Bible. And let me tell you what popped up. Mark 16:15. And then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. I was now, and I heard it loud and clear. In the month of April, you prophesy to hear good news. In the month of May, speak good news. Do you understand it? Do you understand it? It's an instruction. And I've come to share it again this morning. Speak good news. Talk to people about Jesus. Let them know about Jesus. That is the good news. You know, on Sunday, when I had good news continues, I just felt we would continue to hear good news. But Monday morning, God broke it down to me. You must speak good news. This month of May, speak it. Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jews first and also the Gentiles. Are you afraid of the good news? So why are we not speaking it? Why are we not speaking the good news? And what is the good news? What's the good news? What is the good news? Tell people about Jesus. Yesterday, as I woke up in the morning and the first time I held my phone, a video popped up. I don't know how I got to that place. It was talking about preach the good news yesterday morning. And I was shocked. And I got ready to go to the gym. As I entered into my vehicle and I put on my car, the radio was on automatically. The message they were preaching is what? Preach the good news. Yesterday morning, when I spoke to my wife yesterday, I said, something happened yesterday. And that guy, he did not stop the message until I got to the gym. Normally, what I do is that when I leave the house, I call my wife and we speak until I get to the gym. I couldn't call her. Because I was flabbergasted, if there's a word like that. What way can God talk to you? How can God talk to you? I mean, it was so direct. On the phone, in the car. Speak the good news. The Bible says, how beautiful are the feet. How beautiful are the feet of those that bring the good news. I mean, I've come to give testimonies in the month of April, for the month of April. You know, we have this insatiable desire for miracles. Is the miracle of April, will it suffice for me? Eh? I have needs for mail. And God is just telling me, like Mother of Jesus said, whatever he asks you to do, do it. Everybody here owes God a soul. Everybody here. Everybody here, we owe God a soul. Every one of us. And then when I started looking at it, I now traced again to the 90-day challenge. The 90-day challenge is it 26 days or 27 days? 26 days. And what is required of you and I? Bring a soul to church. Establish a soul in church. I'm sure you know that everything I'm saying now is not packaging, you know? It's not prank. It's what has happened. I've just told you what happened within 24 hours ago. You see, there's so many things that will hinder us from speaking the good news. One of it is boldness. We need boldness to speak. We need humility to speak. But most importantly, we need love and compassion to speak the good news. They say souls are perishing. Let me read somewhere in Romans. Romans chapter 10. I'm reading 14 and 15. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? It means that there are people that need to be saved. They need to be saved. Only, but how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless somebody tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. Proverbs 24:11-12. It says, deliver those who are drawn towards death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? Let me read NLT version. Maybe we understand it better there. Rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to die. Save them as they stagger to their death. Don't excuse yourself by saying, look, we didn't know. For God understands all hearts. And he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you. He will repay all people as their actions deserve. I'm sure you are expecting me to preach a message on grace, on favor, on I'm asking unmerited favor. Miss the month of grace. You will work little and gain so much. I'm sure you are expecting me to preach a message like that, but this message is not my message. It's a message from the throne of grace to you and I. And that's why I started with the month of April. God blessed us in my family in the month of April because we heeded to instructions. In fact, to make it easy for our people, I developed an acronym, PECT, P-E-C-T, prophesy it, expect it, be conscious about it, and testify, P-E-C-T. That's for the month of April. And the testimony that I shared was just a few. There were so many testimonies in the month of April. Hear good news. Hear good news. I will hear good news. Every morning we were saying it. Every morning we were saying it. But the month of May, speak good news. It's another level. It's a higher level. It's a higher level. But it's also more difficult. Today is May 7. I've been saying it in my house since May 1. I'm not sure that my family members have spoken to people. I don't know. But the truth of it is that whatever you don't have, you cannot what? You can't give it to. Whatever you don't have, you cannot give it. So the starting point is that are you yourself? Do you have the good news? Are you qualified to speak the good news? Do you know what the good news is? Then are you humble enough? Because when you are speaking the good news, they will insult you. Until Eko Tobai Soro will say certain things to you. Are you humble? Don't forget that what we said on Tuesday, That wisdom is what? It's packaged inside humility. Wisdom is packaged inside humility. Another place where wisdom is packaged is inside speak the good news. Because the Bible says, he who wins a soul is what? Is wise. Do you still love me? You sure? Are we going to speak the good news? FT, you don't love me. FT is shaking her head like this. Eh? You will love me by force and by fire. But the truth is this. How we are going to be blessed. We have, today is May 7th. We have 23 or 24 days to go in the month of May. Whatever he asks you to do, do it. Don't let a day pass without speaking the good news to somebody. Don't let a day pass. It's an instruction. It looks simple, right? But it is doable. Don't let a day pass without speaking the good news, because beautiful are the feet of those that do what? That bring the good news. Let's rise up this morning. Eshe ibi teti bere, Eshe ibi te bade, Adupe o Jesu. Can I have the mic, please? Eshe o, Eshe, Eshe ibi te bade, Adupe o Jesu. Bless your people, sir.
Shall we pray? Please, I just want you to pray for grace. You can raise your hands up and say, Father, please grant me grace to do all that you expect me to do in this month of May and beyond. Just grant me grace. I want you to know that grace will deliver you from struggles. Just believe as you are praying it. It will deliver you from struggles and it will make everything easy for you. Just, Father, I receive grace to do all that you expect me to do, including winning souls. Whatever I need to do in this month of May, I receive grace. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, please bless your people. Encourage us. Enable us. Increase us. Perfect us. Lift us up, O God. Father, Lord God of heaven, everything that is not working, let them begin to walk. Father, let faith arise in our heart. Bless us exceedingly abundantly, above which you could ask or think or imagine. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we say thank you, Jesus? You are not saying it. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Because May is my month of delivery. So shall it be in Jesus' name.